Welcome to the podcast version of Taproot TV, where weekly we share with you information for root cause analysis to analyze and fix the real root causes of problems at your company. Working together, we are all changing the way the world solves problems. So let's get straight to this week's episode. Discipline in regards to finding or when you found a root cause to something and say somebody did something wrong. We don't like to place blame, but you know, some companies do, and they end up disciplining people. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk today about where that fits in your incident investigation program, because it's something that most people aren't out there trying to do something wrong. They're trying to do the best job they have, and you know, but when things do go wrong, people like to point a finger, don't they?
They do, and it's quick and easy.
Yeah, Marcus Miller, he's here. He's passionate about this topic, and so we're just gonna talk about it for a little bit. So, Marcus, you do have a great passion for this topic. I mean,
I do.
We were talking earlier, and it's just there's so many answers to why things go wrong, and rarely is it actually because the person meant to do something wrong.
No,
but they get blamed.
They do, and it's easy to blame somebody when they make a mistake. And I think a lot of companies fail when, you know, they focus on that mistake. Mm-hmm. It's like raising kids too. You know, you really focus on the mistake they made, and you think, you know what? I've got to find a way to make sure they don't make that mistake again. And at that point, you're trying to fix people.
Right.
And we're people. We can't be fixed. We're all going to come to work bored or distracted, and we're going to make a mistake. So if you focus on that mistake, if you don't have a robust root cause analysis like Taproot that uses human performance expertise to find out the underlying reasons why people make those mistakes, then you lose the opportunity for that continuous improvement. You can't build your systems. You don't recognize the problem, so you don't put the right corrective actions in place and really strengthen your system. So if somebody does make a mistake, it's caught before something happens. And focusing on those mistakes are going to lead to failure.
Well, and if you focus on discipline as your corrective action, a lot of times what can happen is people will start to hide mistakes.
They will.
And I mean, if it's something that they can hide, they might not be as open to tell people about what happens, and so you have your communication in your company is not good.
Right, and if you are investigating the incident, you're not going to get the evidence you need for effective root cause analysis because I'm trying to protect you. I'm trying to protect me. I'm keeping my mouth shut. It's very adversarial.
Yeah, I can't believe you said that about me, Marcus.
Now I'm in trouble.
Now I'm in trouble. And great.
But that is why you see discipline being used so many times, because you're focused on that mistake and you're trying to fix that person. And you know what? I'm not fixing by teaching them a lesson.
Yes.
We've got to make sure they're held accountable to this. And they're not even considering the reasons why they decided to make that mistake or take that shortcut. People make rational reasons.
Oh, they do.
I mean, they rationally decide either to follow policy or not follow policy. And sometimes they're rewarded for not following policy because they're getting the job quicker. They're getting a pat on the back. And, you know, 99 out of 100 times, it's fine. It works out. But that one time, everything lines up wrong one day.
Right.
And it causes an incident. And then they're punished for the same behavior they were just getting rewarded for.
Yeah, so that's what we were talking about that earlier. And, you know, it was a great example you used when you were talking about that. You were saying, you know, they got the job done quicker by taking some shortcuts, and then they got patted on the back.
Yeah.
And so the next time they're like, well, that worked well. Yeah. Well, let's do that again. And then it becomes your culture of...
Yeah, and then everybody else sees you doing it and making your numbers or making... your quotas, and they're like, oh, well, that's a best practice.
Right.
And management's okay with it because they're like, oh, they're getting the job done.
Until something goes wrong. Yeah. And I got tickled when you were saying that at the beginning about it's like raising kids. You know, most employees at a company aren't exactly like kids because they're not sitting there going, they can't see me. You know, kids do like to get away with things and try to be sneaky, even if they know there could be a negative outcome. But most adults don't. Most adults want to do what is best for the company, what is best for the job, but also you know, what will help them too.
Right.
And so there's rewards in corrective actions and things like that that you can put in place that make the whole environment so much better.
Right, and that's where Taproot's really helpful, because that human performance expertise you can use when you build your corrective actions. You know, we know as human performance experts what motivates people what motivates their behaviors. We know that if you can save time and you can save effort, you're going to go in that direction in your whole life, not just work. But if you're doing yard work, if you're doing housework, if you're getting your kids ready for school, in the back of your mind, you're always thinking, how can I do this more efficiently? How can I save time and effort? And you do the same thing at your job.
Yeah.
And if you can find a way to save time and effort, you're more productive, and that makes you look great as an employee. And we also know how companies enforce the rules is going to put it in my head on what I'm going to choose to do.
Yes.
Because if I know my boss can detect when I'm not doing the right thing, and they correct it immediately, when I choose to kind of go off policy or not follow the rules, I know there's
going to
be
like,
negative consequences like discipline. And that's where discipline is effective. If I clearly know that I'm going to be found out if I go against the rules and there's going to be consequences for it, it makes it easy for me to decide to do the right thing and follow policies and procedures. Now, if it's not addressed and I get away with it, it must not be that important.
Right.
And I'm doing my job.
Especially if you get away with it again.
And
it's not necessarily trying to get away with something. Right. It is
trying to be more productive.
It is trying to be more productive, especially if, you know, time is money. And, you know, but when it comes down to the big picture of things, that shortcut, you know, they kind of pile on to each other. You know, things start just falling apart in little bitty bits, and that's how all that stuff can end up not lining up right one day, all those safeguards and stuff, and suddenly something terrible happens. Just kind of chips away little by little when you don't have everything in place the way you need to.
That's right. And if you don't have a RCA framework that you can follow and ask the right questions to identify where all those little pieces are starting to fall apart so you can address those pieces, that's going to be much more effective than trying to fix somebody.
Right. And some of these, the disciplines that we've seen in the past, I mean, you know, sometimes it's just a little, you know, don't do that again. Or, you know, some people go home without, you know, without pay. Or some people get fired. Sometimes people get in trouble with, you know, they get a lawsuit against them and things like that when something really, really bad happens. And for companies, I mean, they can have regulatory type penalties because they didn't do the things right and they were taking shortcuts. So there are some major disciplines out there, but they can also be avoided.
Right. Yeah. If you use root cause analysis and you look at your own company first before you decide to discipline somebody for making a mistake, fairly or unfairly.
Right.
If you look at yourself first and say, okay, we're enforcing it correctly, you know, everybody else is following this policy and procedure, we don't have an issue with the other employees, this is a one-off situation. If you do all that, you look at the right, if you look at your systems first, then, you know, legally you're more protected, you don't have the litigation, your HR department's happy, because if anybody questions that discipline, you can go back and say, here's what we looked at before we handed out this discipline. And in most cases, you're going to find something that you can improve in your own company, and that leads to continuous improvement. And your other employees see, wow, they really care about us. They're putting in corrective actions that support us. They don't blame us. But if you do check off all the boxes and you're enforcing it correctly and it's fair, then when that employee is disciplined, who's surprised?
Exactly.
Nobody, right? Even the employee that's being disciplined understands why they're being disciplined. And it's a very effective way to ensure that your culture is good, because all the other employees that are doing what they're supposed to be doing says, yeah, we're doing it and things are going fine. Why didn't they do it? Well, of course that's justified. That discipline's justified. So there is a place for discipline in
there
the organization, but it's not the first thing you go
to. It's not. And that's one of the great things with Taproot is it does help you to find what really, really happened that, you know, maybe, you know, the culture of the company does need a little adjustment because you're looking at the whole picture. But, you know, very often it is not because that person wanted, you know, deliberately did something wrong. And that discipline, where other than, like you said earlier, it might make you think twice if you know something is could happen. But otherwise, you know, everybody's trying to do a good job. And if the company, the management systems in place to help keep all of those incidents from happening and those mistakes from happening, it's great for everybody.
Just think how many mistakes you could prevent, or how many incidents you can prevent, how much money you can save if you had a culture where mm-hmm. people chose to do the right
yeah.
thing, that chose to follow policy and procedures, because there is an effective way that the company notices when somebody's non-compliant and they address it immediately
yep.
with clear consequences, both positive and negative. If I know for a fact I'm going to get caught and I'm going to be punished for a certain behavior, I'm not going to do that it. Behavior.
Yeah.
And if somebody is rewarding me for doing the right behavior, if I get recognition that I'm doing my job well,
yes,
that makes it so easy as an employee just to do the right thing.
Well, it's good for morale too. You know, people like boundaries and they like knowing what they can and can't do. One of the most frustrating things in a job is not knowing what your responsibilities are or what you're supposed to do. And it can cause a lot of stress in the workplace. Mm-hmm. It can cause just all kinds of issues. It can cause a lot of turnover in your company if people are frustrated all the time. So having those boundaries, and boundaries aren't not necessarily discipline. Boundaries are just guidelines. Mm-hmm. And when you have those policies and procedures and everything in place, everybody's happier.
Well, that clarity creates confidence.
It is.
And
it
when
does.
People are confident, they do a much better job.
Right? Happier people.
They're happy and the anxiety goes away.
Yes.
I mean, even that's life.
Yeah.
You know, that's the same thing with, we keep bringing up kids.
Yeah.
It's disciplining kids. In my mind, it's always together.
Yes, teenagers.
Yeah, but when they know exactly what's going to happen when yeah. they kind of go off script, it makes it easy for them to decide the right thing.
It does.
And then, you know, for companies, if their employees are choosing to do the right thing, you're reducing risk. If there's one thing Taproot mm-hmm. can do, if Taproot only helps you make sure that your people follow policy and procedures, it pays for itself hundreds of times over, because how many incidents are caused by somebody going yep. off script, by going against policy and procedures?
And then things get relaxed and it's the way it's always been done, and it's that kind of culture. It's stressful. Those things are stressful. But luckily Taproot can help you with these things. It
Absolutely.
Can help give you those guidelines, and if you go in and use it proactively and go in and audit things and kind of find things before they're really a problem. I mean, you can fix some of those procedures and yeah. and update some of those policies to make it where everybody understands what is expected in the workplace.
Yeah, if you find that's a generic root cause, let's yeah. say you investigate an incident and mm-hmm. you do come up with enforcement needs improvement, how we're enforcing our policies and procedures yeah. as a company needs improvement in this incident. Well, it's great to fix it right there.
Yeah.
But what if you looked at how you're enforcing all your policy and procedures? That incident now has improved your company's systems, because now you're able to put an effective enforcement program through all your departments
yeah.
and you're preventing future incidents by people going off policy and procedure.
Absolutely. And then who likes to discipline people? Nobody likes to do that. Everybody do everything right. But no, Taproot really can help your company develop programs and everything by just going and looking at things proactively. We have that corrective action helper, super great to use that resource itself to go through and look at different things in the root causes, and you're sitting there going, oh, I wonder what our signs look like. Well, I wonder, are our procedures, you know, lining up with what this suggests? And so
going off topic a little bit, yeah, the corrective action
yeah.
helper. I mean, think how much anxiety you have as an investigator when you do find root
yes.
causes and you're like, oh, what am I going to do about this? Everybody's going to see my corrective action. I'm going to
yeah.
have to get this approved. And all of a sudden, you have a book that gives you several ideas on how to enhance any corrective action you put together for the root causes.
Fantastic.
That you find. That takes the anxiety
it
away.
It does.
And these are proven best practices
yes,
that live
are.
In the corrective action helper. And there's ideas for fixing it here. There's ideas for fixing it generically, mm-hmm. systemically throughout your organization. There's even references to go
so
to.
Nice.
So if that's not enough information, you have references to go to, so you can really build a corrective action that's going to be effective.
There's so much in that little book. It's crazy. Well, where is it?
It is one of the best tools we have.
Oh, here it is. Right there. This is it. I mean, and in the software, if you have our software. But, of course, you need to be Taproot trained first.
Yep.
And that's something we can help you with. If you would like to have an organization that can work smoother, you have you know what to do if something goes wrong. You have an expert system process to go through if something does go wrong, so you can get that right answer. That's what we can help them do.
Yep.
So Marcus is a great teacher, by the way.
Go on. 45 more minutes and I'm going to stop you.
This is where he said we could talk about this forever. no. We have a lot of great instructors, and we do public courses, we do on-site courses, and we would love to work with you. If you don't already have Taproot in your program at your company, you can contact us to find out more information on how we can help you at info@taproot.com. Go to our website at taproot.com and go sign up for our newsletter. It's on the first page of the website, and you'll get a great newsletter that tells them there's so many great articles and blogs, videos, and that newsletter kind of puts it all in a nice, neat format that you know what you need to go look at. Marcus, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate so much. We could talk about this topic all day. There's a lot of rabbit holes you could go, go down with this topic. But no, we appreciate you all so much. Please subscribe to all of our social media platforms. Subscribe to this channel. Give us a thumbs up. Hit the notification bell so you get notified whenever we put out new videos, which is every week. And just thank you, and we'll see you back here next week.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this week's episode. To view the video version of this episode, visit our YouTube channel or our Facebook page. Please visit us on our website at taproot.com for up-to-date information and blog articles designed to help you excel in your performance improvement program. And please sign up for our newsletter so you'll get the notifications of when new information is released, where we're teaching around the world, and all things Taproot. We will see you next time on our podcast version of Taproot TV.